It's 5 to 5, and let's do Dear Scott. Every week we get hundreds of emails and texts from you wanting to know stuff, and we get them read out by a lady, a posh lady from Radio 4, and we answer them as best as we can, don't we? Here's the first one.
Dear Radio 1, I've now been watching Scott for the last 40 minutes, and he's not moved. Can someone poke him with a very large stick? Thank you. Benson.
That was yesterday when I was having a little bit of downtime. So, but someone has now just poked me with a stick, and hooray, I'm awake.
You can't be expected to do something all the time, can you? You need a little bit of rest every now and then.
And that's what I was doing, so that was the 40 minutes where I wasn't really moving much. Yeah. But thanks for your inquiry. Next.
Dear Mr. Mills, overdue reminder. Please be aware that payment has not yet been received for the sum of £62.48. If you are having difficulties in paying this sum, please contact our customer services team immediately, who can help organise a payment plan.
Now, I think this might be some of my personal mail that's been delivered to my house this week. So it's a little bit of a turn for Dear Scott.
So they're reading. So she's reading out some of your personal mail?
Yeah.
What haven't you paid that costs 62 quid? You haven't left a bill unpaid again and gone on the run, have you?
I don't know. No. Oh, well, I better pay that. All right, next.
Hey, Scott. I'm a very bored nursing student, avoiding writing my final dissertation. Can I come and do your washing up instead? Winking smiley. Jess. X.
People are very surprised, because I've been washing up quite a lot, actually.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, Becky do it yesterday.
Yeah, but often of a morning, if you turn on Scott Cam, I am there and I'm doing the washing up. Quite a lot.
But you have a dishwasher.
Yeah, but I quite like washing up.
Do you?
It's fun.
No, it's not.
Admittedly, are you just
doing
it for the cameras?
Yes,
of course.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, you got me.
All right, Mr. Mills. How come you're quite chilled while your mates keep mincing about like Kerry Katona? Gaz.
Eh? I haven't got any mates that look like Kerry Katona.
Thank God, otherwise we wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here. Or they wouldn't be here, they'd be out.
I don't know which mates you mean, because I've had a few mates around, but I'll let them know that they look a bit like Kerry Katona. It's been mostly blokes that have been round as well.
Kerry Katona doesn't mince either. She kind of clomps.
No. Anyway, I'll pass that on to my friends. Thanks.
Dear customer, re-DVD har.
Oh, no.
Shaving Ryan's Privates. The above title is now overdue and must be returned as soon as possible. Thank you for your custom. Big Boy Video Hire.
All right, that's hilarious. Obviously, not real.
What do you mean, not real?
That one was planted without my knowledge.
Why? How do you know?
Because I've not rented anything from Big Boy Video Hire.
No, you didn't look me in the eye when you said that.
I haven't.
But you know that Big Boy Video Hire exists, then, do you? But you just haven't rented anything from there recently.
I'm sure that has been made up by the lady from
Radio
4.
Is that at the end of your road as well, next to the spa?
No, next.
Hey, Scott. Amy from Somerset here. And no, I do not have a Somerset accent. Tongue sticking out smiley. Love your show, but I have some advice for you. Tidy your sofa. No offence, but how do you sit on it with all the stuff surrounding you? Laughing smiley. Also, shut your wardrobe doors because they block the camera when they're open. Smiley. One last thing. The guy who was talking on his phone at about 9:10 tonight was good looking. Winking smiley. Is he your flatmate? I leave you to it now. Have fun. Peace and love. Amy. XOXO.
Well, thing is, Amy, I've had people sitting on it all week. My sofa's never seen so much action. So, frankly, it's not surprising that it's a bit messy.
Yeah, I think you can be excused, your lounge being messy this week of all weeks.
Yeah, and
you weren't here last night, were you? So you weren't who the guy on the phone was.
No.
Because you were out last night.
But I can rest assured that it's not my flatmate, the good-looking one, no.
Where did you go last night in the end?
Hmm?
By the way, where did you go last
Just
night in
out,
the end?
Locally, yeah.
Right, you're still not going to tell me where?
No, I was in before my 11 o'clock curfew, actually. I was very good last night.
Right.
But no, I'm not telling you where, no. Right, it's coming up to you, 5 o'clock on Radio 1. We're going to play McFly with Lies. That was Dear Scott. Anything you want to know from us, you can still text in to 81199 or Radio 1 Cam at bbc.co.uk.